familiar carols play. And mild and sweet their songs repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing like a choir they're singing. In my heart I hear them, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells are ringing like a choir.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Pastor John Zimpelman. He is with St. John's Lutheran Church in Hastings, and that beautiful song is a little preview of what we're going to chat about. Pastor John, how have you been?
Hi, Mo. Very good. Glad to be here. And, it's been a year.
It has been a year indeed. So how do you keep moving forward and, quote unquote, keep the faith?
Oh, boy. That's a great question with an even better answer. I think I'm no different than most people, that it's been a year of, you know, fear-filled circumstances that we kind of live in a world that's a sin-stained world that Jesus kind of reminded us of. He even kind of warned us about this. He said, don't be surprised when you find yourself surrounded by difficult circumstances and depressing at times. And I guess this year was a big reminder of that. However, I'm so thankful I don't have to manufacture, and nor do our listeners have to manufacture, some sort of happiness or hope that is fake or generic. You know, we have to pretend that we're happy or thankful like we were at Thanksgiving here. God gives that to us through the message of salvation through his son Jesus. And that's kind of why I'm excited to talk about our live nativity with you here.
Well, I can't wait to hear about that. But first of all, I want to hear how you have been still ministering to the parishioners of St. John's Lutheran Church. I know that you've been doing some live streaming. You still have in-person worship. Tell us about that, please.
Sure. Our church family, our community there, not much different than a typical average family. I would say our church is a family of families. And, we overcame the shock of all this back in March, and we persevered through it. We thankfully were set up pretty well technology-wise, pardon me. So we're able to kind of hit the ground running with that. And while people quarantined at home safely, we were able to continue to bring God's message of peace and comfort and hope to our members and our community too. So we live stream our services every week at 9 a.m. And so it's nice to be live with those who are at home. And we also do in-person worship at 9 a.m. It's limited capacity, but it's safe. We have all the safeguards in place with masks and distancing and everything that falls right in line with those restrictions. But boy, we sure enjoy, again, the community and the unity we have as a church family.
You know, I think all families are missing being together, and I would assume your church family is no different. What is it that when we're together, we're better, we're more whole? Why is that?
Boy, you always have the best questions. You are a new age philosopher here.
Dear.
I feel like, you know, going back to the beginning of the Bible, God said it was not good for people to be alone. He created us to not be an island in and of ourselves, that we we are better, we're stronger when we're together. And on that deepest level, too, to share faith in the eternal God, eternal promises of our God, I think there's nothing more intimate and more beautiful and connecting than when you can share the deepest hope with mm-hmm. someone. And then, you know, even the Bible tells us not to give up meeting together. So we long for the day when, you know, we can all get together in person. But we're thankful for the limited opportunities we have right now, too.
You know, the song that we came into for our interview, it was, I heard the bells on Christmas Day, kind of a different version of it by the Casting Crowns. Yeah. And that song is based on a poem, and it's a very sad poem. And it, I heard the bells on Christmas Day is actually one of my favorite Christmas songs, because it's a reminder that not everybody is joyful or filled with the magic of the season, that circumstances or other things can make you sad. And I think that, you know, we need to remember that, and that song to me is just a great song to meditate on and remind ourselves that it's okay to be sad on Christmas. And how do you minister to the folks that are in your family of families at your church?
I think that's such a profound thought, Mo, that you just had there, too. That, you know, it's not a bad thing to put on Christmas cheer, but, you know, to be real, you know, like Elvis said, there might be a blue Christmas. And, you know, a lot of people are struggling with loss and memories and nostalgia of what they once had, or maybe what they never had on Christmas. And if it's all based upon earthly traditions, then, you know, the only thing we can do is hold on to this veneer of memories. But that's why the Christmas message, the true mm-hmm. Christmas message that came down to us 2,000 years ago, it transcends everything. Life, even death, where God came into this world, and, you know, talking about a blue Christmas, that the very first one, when the angels came down, the very first words out of the angels' mouths were, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." And I know that that's God's message to Hastings this year, too. And when he comes down in his Christmas message to us, it's the same thing this year. My dear people, don't be afraid. I know what you see and feel around you makes you afraid, but I have good news of great joy that is for all the people. No matter who you are, how old you are, how young you are, what color skin you have, God's Christmas message unites us with our God in heaven, who came down to earth for us. So, again, that's just why I'm so excited that our church is planning on this live nativity here next week.
Well, let's talk about that, please. That's become one of Hastings' favorite traditions and something that people really look forward to. I'm thrilled that you are going to still put your nativity on. Tell us a little bit about it, please.
Sure. For those who maybe are new to this, what we really enjoy doing, it'll be our fourth year doing it, is we kind of shy away from, you know, performance and pageant and those kind of words. We really like the living nativity or the live nativity, because it just takes the Christmas message and brings it to life. And we imagine in our hearts and minds what that first Christmas might have looked like according to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. And even for little kids to see camels and donkeys and sheep that we have at our live nativity. That's right, we do have a camel in Hastings here. and adults, too, that to go away with misty eyes and tears of joy, just to feel that much closer to the awesome, awesome message of God's salvation at Christmas. And so we have a 15-minute presentation that starts every 20 minutes. This year, we have carefully and painstakingly thought through, prayed through, planned through all the ways in which we could make it in my opinion, the very safest possible live nativity that falls in line with both the state and our local Hastings restrictions and recommendations. It's all outdoors. So, again, we've trimmed our nativity and tailored it back for COVID restrictions. It's all outdoors. We're controlling the numbers through a sign-up online. So if you want to come to our live nativity, it is free, but we're we're having sign-ups, and so we can kind of control the numbers there. And so instead of 100 or 150 people at every performance, it's only going to be 50. Obviously, mask wearing, and for those who might forget, we have masks on hand. There'll be distancing. No lingering, you know, beyond just 15 minutes. And so when you put all that in perspective, it's probably safer than going to your grocery store, in my opinion. It's outside. We're masked up. It's a presentation that's done through narration that's recorded, so there's not, you know, speaking or singing parts or anything like that. And if anyone still feels uncomfortable coming out, we will have it on Facebook Live later that evening, too.
Boy, that's pretty awesome. And tell us when it starts, how many, and how we can sign up, please, online.
Oh, right. You can go to our website, stjohnslutheran.com. It's all one word, stjohns, Lutheran.com, stjohnslutheran.com. And you can sign up for which performance. There will be six performances on December 5th, starting at 5 o'clock, and then the last one would be at 6:40, ending at 7 o'clock. So there's just a five-minute window between each performance, and so people can go up and kind of see which ones are more filled or less filled right now. There's just a live feed there, or a form there. You can see how many people are there.
And this is open to anybody that wants to sign up.
Oh, yes. This is our gift to our community. We want to, you know, just shine some of that good news on anyone in our, you know, just to show our love for Hastings, knowing that that good news is for all of us. Put a little of that hope back in our hearts and shine some of that sunshine back on our faces again in the safest possible way. Yeah.
Pastor John, I've been to your live nativity, and it is really, really moving. And I think about the very first Christmas, and, you know, you say that Christmas is really great, the good news. I wonder about, you know, sweet little Mary giving birth outside, and if she really knew what great news it was.
I think you're right. I think, you know, time has a wonderful way of giving us perspective. We're able to look back on things. But I wonder how long it took Mary to understand that, you know, giving birth alone in a stable, mm-hmm. You know, shunned by society at that time. She was a young girl. I can't imagine that there was a very positive outlook on that, other than what the promises of God given to her that her faith held on to. It says Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. I think that applies to us today, too, as we might look around and wonder, where is God in the world? You know, how does this track with a God of love to allow people to be sick and suffering with COVID or you know, pick your poison, you know that a third of the world goes to bed hungry at night. How can God be loving this way? And we find that answer at Christmas. We find that answer. There's God in the world. He's there. He came down to be born for us. He's there on the cross on Calvary to die in our place so that we could have a world beyond this world, a forgiveness and eternal life with him. And so God never promised to save us for this world. He promised to save us from this world. And through faith, we trust what we can't see right now, just like Mary did.
That's a great way of explaining it. Pastor John, what new things could we expect from your nativity?
The new things would be, you know, typically we have across the street after our nativity performances, just like a whole big cookie extravaganza in our fellowship hall. And so we unfortunately had to put a pause on that this year. We're just trying to keep it as safe and as swift and as slick as possible. There'll be, clear signage, people coming in, clear signage directing people out. So there's not a lot of crossover, and we've just spaced everything out. Usually we had those hay bales and straw bales for sitting on closer together. We kind of just distanced all that. In keeping with pretty much what you see around in the world right now, we've kind of taken a lot of those things and applied them to our live nativity too, just to keep it safe.
Was this something that you talked about for a couple of months leading up to this? Because I would assume this was a big decision, whether to go through with it or not.
It was. It really was, and I'll be honest, we went back and forth on it. We wanted to make sure that it would be a blessing for our community. We, you know, didn't want to just assert our right and say we get to because we can. We just wanted, you know, to say, is this going to be a blessing to Hastings? And we at least came to the conclusion we'll do everything we possibly can to keep it in line with the restrictions that the governor gives a green light to, and even our local government here in Hastings. But we thought that, boy, this message is just too powerful to pass on. And the world, if there ever was a year that our community
yes.
and our friends in Hastings needed to hear this, we'll do it. we just said we got to do this. So,
isn't that the truth? If there ever was a year that we needed good news like this,
yeah, it's always been there. But sometimes, you know, the flashlights, they shine a little bit brighter at midnight, you know, rather than at noon. So, God willing, our light will shine even brighter this year.
Well, we encourage people to go online and sign up. That's a great way of controlling your crowds because I know so many people do take interest in this. It's the 4th annual live nativity at St. John's Lutheran Church in Hastings. It's going to be on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 5 o'clock p.m. And Pastor John, will you give us your address, please?
Sure. It is 202 8th Street West. Right off of 61.
And how many people are involved in this, from characters to behind the scenes?
Oh, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. But this year, probably I'd say about 30 people involved. So we had to cut back on a lot of the refreshments and things this year. But it's still quite a production. So we're real thankful that our members were all eager to go all in.
That's awesome. Well, it really is a very, very moving way to kick off the holiday season. And we wish you continued success. We wish you many blessings with this. And thank you for bringing this to the community yet again. Stay safe. And we thank you for calling in today to tell us about it. Our guest is Pastor John Zimpelman of the St. John's Lutheran Church in Hastings, and don't miss their live nativity. It's the 4th annual live nativity on Saturday, December 5th at St. John's, which is 202 8th Street West in Hastings. Go online to stjohnslutheran.com to sign up. Great to chat with you, Pastor John. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Mo. Thanks for your time and all you do for our community as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. They're old familiar carols. Mild and sweet their songs repeat, of peace on earth good.